Generally, when you hear of people trying to turn a state or county or city blue, they mean that in political terms. So let's stipulate at the outset that the Blue Zone Project is about health and not at all about politics. Blue zones are places where health is emphasized, potentially places where people live a long time. Several Oregon communities are embracing the Blue Zones Project. Those include Grants Pass and Klamath Falls and southern Douglas County. Let's find out more about Blue Zones and what happens in them. Aaron Patnode is the executive director of the Blue Zones Project Oregon. Welcome, Aaron.
Thank you very much for having me this morning.
And to talk about the Blue Zone around Grants Pass, we have Cheryl Kirk, who is with the Family and Community Health Program of the OFU Extension Service based in Grants Pass. Hi, Cheryl.
Hello.
Good to have you both here. So, Aaron, the Blue Zone starts far from Oregon. Tell us the origin story.
Sure. So in the early 2000s, National Geographic fellow and New York Times bestselling author actually decided that he would go try and find the places in the world where people were living the longest, happiest, healthiest lives. And what he found were five demographically confirmed places where people were living on average 10 years longer than their gender-specific counterparts here in the United States. And those five areas that he identified are Ikaria, Greece, Okinawa, Japan, Sardinia, Italy, the Nicoya Peninsula in Costa Rica, and Loma Linda, California. So he took those ideas and brought them back to the United States and said, hey, let's try and recreate some longevity here in the United States. And that's what we do with the Blue Zones Project.
So Loma Linda, California, really, any idea, or first of all, before we even get to Loma Linda specifically, what are some of the threads that tie Blue Zones together? Are there some commonalities that could be found between each of them?
Absolutely, and that's really what our work is based around. There are nine principles that were common throughout these five communities, and we refer to those as our Power Nine principles. And without going through all of them, there's easy things such as building physical activity into your everyday life, downshifting, finding your sense of purpose, having the right diet, and prioritizing family, your social network, and spirituality in your life.
Okay, so not just feeding the body correctly, but feeding the soul as well, too, it sounds like.
That's right. You know, health and well-being really go together for us. And it's not just about physical or dietary health. It's also about the health of an individual, looking at social health, community health, physical health, purpose health, and also financial health.
But then when you do look at a place as specific as Loma Linda, California, I mean, is the water really good there or something?
It's a great question. Loma Linda actually has a very high concentration of Seventh-day Adventists who really center their life around the scripture and spend a lot of time with their community around the Bible. They also eat a primarily plant-based diet. So they have cultural characteristics that are already predisposing them to health and well-being.
So multiple players involved, obviously multiple organizations. How does the Blue Zones Project get established in a state or a part of one, like in Oregon?
Sure. Well, we're fortunate to be working in support of the Oregon Healthiest State Initiative, whose goal is really to make Oregon the healthiest state in the country. With leadership funding from the Cambia Health Foundation and local funding support from sponsors in each one of our communities, we actually hire a local team out of each community to really drive the work forward in a community. And we focus specifically on working with individuals on things that they can implement in their own personal lives to make health and well-being a priority. We work with places, whether they be work sites, schools, grocery stores, restaurants, faith-based organizations, or civic organizations, to create an environment that promotes health and well-being for people that interact with those places. And we work with local governments to actually implement policy that helps provide a foundational support of health and well-being activity within a community. So it's fundamentally an engagement strategy. So we try and get people and communities to do things that help create an environment that promotes health and well-being.
So, Cheryl Kirk, it sounds like people in the greater Grants Pass area had to decide to take part in the Blue Zones Project, Oregon. Who were some of the people or what were some of the organizations that said, hey, this looks good to us?
Well, we started out with a coalition group titled Pioneering Healthy Communities, and that was an existing group, and we were kind of looking at what could we do next with this group for, you know, promoting health and the built environment in Grants Pass area. And the Blue Zones Project came to our attention. We had folks come down here from the Portland area and talk a little bit about that, and everyone got excited, and so we submitted an application to become one of the demonstration communities in Oregon. So
what sorts of things are required then? What does Grants Pass have to do over, and what's the period of time in which it has to do those things?
Well, in submitting the application, we needed to get support from a wide variety of partners within the community. So including, you know, city and county government, faith-based organizations, school district, and then submitted this application, and then the folks from the Blue Zones came down and did a focus group or an initial meeting with some of those key leaders to kind of assess the community support for the project.
And we're talking about the Blue Zones project in Oregon with Cheryl Kirk, who's with the OSU Extension Service, the Family and Community Health Program based in Grants Pass. Aaron Petnoat is the executive director of the Blue Zones Project Oregon, and you can join the conversation on the exchange about what goes on in Blue Zones and what makes people live longer and healthier. And maybe you have some secrets you can share with us about why you've lived so long. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So how many different Blue Zones are setting up in Oregon at this point, Aaron?
So with the addition of our three new communities this year, there will be four total. So we've had a demonstration community going in Klamath Falls since 2015 and have really enjoyed seeing that community come together to support health and well-being there. In addition to Grants Pass this year, we're also adding, as you mentioned in your intro, a community in southern Douglas County, which we're referring to as the Umpqua implementation, and a community in the Dalles as well.
Dalles. Okay, so the Umpqua, when we say southern Douglas County, we're talking about basically Myrtle Creek, Riddle, that general area, Canyon?
Really the area around the I-5 corridor across the county of Douglas County there. So we're really focusing our efforts in and around the Roseburg area, but we'll have opportunities for communities that are in the zip codes surrounding the main Roseburg zip codes to participate in activities as well.
Right. You mentioned Klamath Falls has been on board with this since 2015. What kinds of things have been done there, and is it still kind of early to see results?
So what we've actually seen in Klamath Falls since 2015 is a real increase in engagement and awareness of the program and physical activity, health and well-being in general. So typically in all of our demonstrations, what we see after the first year, year and a half or so, are increases in those areas. When you go to Klamath Falls, what you can see is organizations that are actually visibly supporting the effort in that community. So we've had numerous work sites go through a process of becoming a Blue Zones Project approved organization, which means that they have actually implemented activities and strategies that will help create a healthier work environment for their employees. We've seen restaurants do the same thing, several grocery stores, faith-based organizations, et cetera. And really, again, it's about changing the environment in a community to change the behavior of the people that interact with that community. So when you go to Klamath Falls, that's really what you see, is that health and well-being is becoming more prominent in that community, so people are interacting with it more frequently.
Which raises the question, Cheryl Kirk, was Grants Pass deemed to be an area where things might have been lagging a bit? I mean, is Grants Pass considered by some measurements any less healthy than other parts of Oregon, for example?
Well, if you look at the Robert Wood Johnson health outcomes, Josephine County ranks fairly low in those in the state. But I think there's really a lot of good things going on in Grants Pass, and by participating in the Blue Zones, we can kind of put all of those activities that are happening under an umbrella and, you know, promote those more widely in the community. So I think there's a lot of positive things going on. There's a lot of need for change. And this is kind of a place where all those things will converge and sort of amplify some of the work that's been in process in the past.
So it gives you a collecting point. I mean, you mentioned umbrella. I was thinking you could put things in a bucket, but the fact is you get them all in one place where people go, oh, yeah, Blue Zone. We're a Blue Zone here in Grants Pass. We're about being healthy.
Right, and I think just trying to change the culture of the community. So improving walkability, improving the bikeability, maybe getting more kids able to walk and ride bicycles to school, those sorts of things.
So it's a lot of stuff. I mean, it's not just, I mean, so this would involve some infrastructure changes in addition to into changes in people's individual behavior.
Yes, that's correct. So I think that's where we're getting, you know, the city and county government involved in this process as well.
I wonder if this dovetails, Cheryl, with other programs. I mean, I noticed that we're going to be talking about this tomorrow, but the Safe Routes to School program got some infrastructure money and the transportation bill passed by the legislature earlier this month. And I wonder if there are opportunities seen to dovetail into places that might not necessarily have been thought of as related to health.
Oh, I think that will happen across the board in a variety of different sectors. You know, another example of that is there's new requirements for wellness policies within school districts, so that creates more opportunity to have a little bit more hands-on, on-the-ground strategies within the schools that meet some of those policies. So I think we'll see that happen across the board in a variety of sectors.
We are talking about the Blue Zones project in Oregon, in which Grants Pass is taking part. Cheryl Kirk works in Grants Pass for the OSU Extension Service in the Family and Community Health Program. Aaron Patnode is the executive director of the Blue Zones Project Oregon. And here's a phone call from Danny and Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you. So the automobile industry has spent billions of dollars convincing people that they can't even walk a block. The industrial food industry has spent billions of dollars convincing people to eat high fat, high salt, high sugar, low nutrition food. Consequently, 70% of American adults are either overweight or obese, and only 22% of American adults exercise on a regular basis. So my question is, how do you propose to counter these enormously expensive efforts? Thank you.
Thank you, Anne. Appreciate that. Aaron, some thoughts there?
Sure, yeah. I think, first of all, you know, the Blue Zones project really isn't about going up against industry. What we're really trying to do as community implementations is change environments to change the behavior of individuals. So you're absolutely right. The culture here in the United States has developed in a way that has promoted some pretty unhealthy behaviors. That being said, what we've found with our Blue Zones project implementations is if we can focus on the walkability in a community, the bikeability in a community, people's sense of being safe while they do both of those activities, providing an environment where you will walk to connect to those that are close to you, whether it be a friend or family member, that sort of thing. We can start combating some of those negative health outcomes that our culture here in the United States has really created through a lot of the decisions and economies that have been in place for periods of time here.
Well, particularly, Cheryl Kirk, where it concerns the built environment and walkability, I mean, this can be a challenge in a place like Grants Pass, which has still a very intact downtown and some great walkable areas there, but then you get out east toward the parkway, and these are places where it'd be tough for a pedestrian to venture. It's all built for cars.
Yeah, I think those are some of the things that we can work on. But also, like Aaron said, you know, when you have the opportunity to walk, if there's places you can walk to Growers Market or, you know, do some things in the community, going to the park and taking walks in those areas, we have really great walking path around our All Sports Park that goes through the area along the Rogue River. So, you know, highlighting some of the assets that we have and then working to make some of those changes over time. And then most importantly, just kind of changing the whole culture around health. And that doesn't happen overnight, and it doesn't happen just with the media campaign. It happens with, you know, people getting involved and changing the dynamic of what they do a little bit.
Is that a challenge more in a place like Grants Pass? I mean, is you're more in danger of getting called a hippie or a vegan or something if you try to convince people to eat healthily?
Oh, I think Grants Pass is one of those communities that's really on the cusp of change. We've had a lot of folks who maybe were raised in Grants Pass, went away to college. They're coming back and raising their children. So I think we're really a community that's ready to make this sort of change. And I think that was one of the key factors in are becoming a Blue Zones demonstration community is that there really is the potential for a lot of positive change in this community at this point in time.
I noticed, Cheryl, part of the process is bringing in the Gallup ShareCare Well-Being Index Survey. Has that process taken place yet?
I'm going to defer that to Aaron because I'm not sure if that started. That's on the schedule for this chunk of time, but I don't know if that's...
That's great. Actually, it's a great question for today because the surveys actually are put in the mail today on the 26th. So
oh, wow.
folks in the Grants Pass area should start receiving physical paper surveys in the mail that will survey an individual or household's health and well-being in five key areas: social well-being, purpose well-being, community well-being, physical well-being, and financial well-being. And we really hope that individuals that receive those surveys will answer the questions honestly, because this first instance of the survey provides us with a baseline understanding of health and well-being in the Grants Pass community.
Is it an appropriately blue envelope that will be arriving in the mail?
No, it's a normal white envelope sent from the Gallup polling organization, one of our strategic partners in doing our work in each community.
Okay, so you want obviously a high participation rate to make sure you get a good indication of what the attitudes about health are in Grants Pass.
Absolutely. We do use a survey methodology that allows us to have a level of confidence that that we'll receive enough survey information to have a statistically significant sample. However, the more people that respond to the survey upon receiving that survey, the stronger our data set actually is.
So, Aaron, the final question, because we're almost out of time. When you're talking about improving things like actual lifespan, that's a pretty long arc. I mean, what's the perceived arc of activities and durability of the Blue Zones project?
Sure. We all of our demonstration community implementations run roughly 3 years or so. However, that being said, we don't anticipate having dramatic change over that three-year period. Rather, what we want to do is work with the community to put sustainable practices in place that will allow that long arc to continue.
So you learn some things now that can pay off dozens, if not tens of years down the road.
That's exactly right.
All right. Aaron Patnode is the Executive Director of Blue Zones Project Oregon. Cheryl Kirk is with the OSU Extension Service and the Family and Community Health Program based in Grants Pass. Grants Pass, one of the Blue Zones developing now along with Southern Douglas County. There's one in the Dalles and Klamath Falls has been on the list since 2015. Thank you both for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you very much for having me.
Right. Thank you.
All right, take care.